திருச்சிற்றம்பலம். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர்க், த நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் டிவைன் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா த சுப்ரீம் ஆஃப் மகாபாரதா, பிரசன்டட் பை கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன் சேஷாத்ரி. தேங்க்யூ. திருச்சிற்றம்பலம்.
ஸ்ரீநாராயண உவாச. வத்சம்பூதாபூதகிருத்தோவரேண்யகோப்தாரோஸ்யபுவனஸ்யாதிதேவ ஆவிஷ்யேமாம் தரணீம் யேப்ய ரக்ஷன் புரா புராணீம் தவ தேவ ஸ்ருஷ்டிம்.
And he glorifies, oh Mahadeva, this description was given by Vyasa before whatever we saw, and this stuti is recited by Narayana after having darshan of Maheshwara. So this is how the, you know, the trend is goes usually in the shastras. The jivatma meditates on Lord Shiva, whoever it may be, the rishi or anybody, and then Mahadeva appears in front of them, and Mahadeva's description is given initially, and then the jivatma, which has the vision of Lord Shiva, it glorifies Lord Shiva, and then Lord Shiva asks for, you know, Lord Shiva gives various boons to the jiva. So here he says, oh Mahadeva, you are the first of all gods, you are the ultimate god, you are the creator of everything. You don't have, you know, no one has created you, but you are the creator of everything. And everything has sprung from you. You are going to see. Even the devas are sprung, even the devas like Brahma and Vishnu have sprung from Maheshwara only. Pura Purani, you are the oldest of the oldest.
Sura Suran Nagarakshah Pishachan Naran Suparna Natagandharva Yakshan Prithigvidan Bhuta Sangamscha Vishwam Tvatsambhutan Vidma Sarvamstataiva.
All the devas, you know, asuras, devas, nagas, rakshasas, pishachas, gandharvas, yakshas, everybody appear from you only. And then he goes on to say,
Rupam Jyotik Shabda Akasha Vayuhu Sparshak Swadhyam Salilam Ganda Urvi Kalo Brahma Brahma Cha Brahmanascha Tvat Sambhutam Tasnu Charishnu Chedam.
Everything like the sound, sky, wind, touch, form, light, taste, water, Brahma himself and also myself and the Vedas, the Brahmanas, the mobile and the immobile beings, everything has sprung from you. You are the cause of all causes, O Maheshwara, Narayana says. And then he goes on.
Tabishchaityam samkshaye yanti bhuyaha evam vidvan prabhavam chapyayam cha matva bhutanam tavasayujyameti.
So he says, you are the origin and destruction. You are the, you are the creator, maintainer and destroyer of everything. So, you are that one personality without a second. And people who understand this will attain your Sayujyam, Shiva Sayujyam. Shiva Sayujyam is a mukti. I have given a separate video on different kinds of liberation. There is Salokyam, Samipyam, Sarupyam, Sarshti, Sayujyam. Salokyam means attaining the loka of Maheshwara. Samipyam means attaining nearness, close proximity to Maheshwara in Parakailasha and serving him eternally. Sarupyam means attaining his form. Sarshti means attaining his opulences. Sayujyam is having intimate union with that Paramatma. It is not merging. Many people interpret it as merging. No, it is not, because Jivatma is always separate from Paramatma. The Jiva Jagat Ishvara are always eternal. There will not be a situation where the Jiva merges completely into Maheshwara. So Ayujyam is an intimate union that the Jivatma experiences with Lord Shiva in Parakailasha. And Divyam, Divya Amritau Manasau Dwau Suparnau. So this is very interesting. Again, it connects to the Vedantic verse in the Mundaka Upanishad. Divya, Divya Amritau Manasau Dwau Suparnau Vacha Shakakh Pishpalak Saptagopaha Dashapyanye Ye Puram Darayanti Tvaya Srishtastvam Hitebhyah Purohi. Basically, you know, two birds are sitting in the heart. Basically, Jivatma is there, Paramatma is there. Now, we are the external body. This external body keeps changing. Our real nature is we are Jivatma. We are souls. My identity, you know, as XYZ, you know, it keeps changing. Someone might be John in this birth. And he might be born as an animal, dog, in the next birth. And he might be a cow in the next birth. And he might be Akash. He might be a woman also, or in the next birth. So that body keeps changing. But the Jivatma is present, you know, our real identity is the Jivatma. And within the Jivatma is Paramatma, the supreme controller. So the Jivatma and Paramatma are there. This is told in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, 4th chapter, 6th verse, and also Mundaka Upanishad, 3rd Mundaka, first chapter, 1st verse. Dva Suparna Sayuja Sakaya Samanam Vriksham Parishasvajate Tayoranyaha Pippalam Swadvatyana Shnananyo Abhichakashiti. So basically, like the Jivatma and Paramatma are there. So the two birds are sitting, and then one bird is actually eating, you know, all the, basically it is enjoying everything, but it doesn't look at the Paramatma. It is having, you know, it is not having that knowledge of the Supreme Reality. The Supreme Reality is present, and then it is watching whatever the Jivatma does. It has the record of whatever the Jivatma does, all the good things and bad things, you know, but it is waiting for the Jivatma to look at him. So that's what is described here. The Jivatma enjoys everything, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't understand that the supreme controller is Maheshwara, and that's what is told by Narayana here. He brings in that Shvetashvatara Upanishad and Mundaka Upanishad thing. And you are that ultimate controller, and you are independent. Bhutam bhavyam bhavita chapya drishyam tvat sambhuta bhuvananika vishwa bhaktam chamam bhajamanam bhajasva maririsho mama hita hitena. Everything, the past, present and future, you are everything is known to you. And the seven worlds, you are the origin of the all the seven worlds, he says that. So we have totally 15 worlds, including Vaikuntham. Everything was created from Patala Lokam till Vaikuntham. Everything was created by Maheshwara and Parashakti. Brahma Loka was gifted to Brahma, Vaikuntha was gifted to Vishnu, and then Indra Loka was gifted to Swarga, was gifted to Indra. So he is the origin of the all the worlds. That's what Narayana says here. And then he says, Bhaktam cha maam, I am your dear Bhakta, oh Maheshwara, Sambashiva, Chandrasekara, do not injure me.
Manastho ketanaye mana ayushima no goshuma no ashveshurirshaha.
We say that same verses, you know, same things. Do not injure me, oh Maheshwara. We say that. But Mahadeva will not injure his devotees. So it's actually the, you know, if we have done something wrong, Mahadeva is the protector of, you know, Dharma. So if someone does something wrong, so he will, definitely he will get the punishment. He or she will get the punishment. So if I have done any, you know, any sin, so Maheshwara, please forgive me and do not injure me. That's what we say in Rudram also. So here Narayana says, do not injure me, oh Mahadeva, by causing evil thoughts to penetrate my heart. Always I should think of you only in my heart. Govinda Raja is meditating on Chidambara Nataraja in Chidambaram. He sees the Ananda Tandavam of Maheshwara, and that's how the story starts. Adisesha, who is bearing Vishnu, he experiences some weight. He's not able to lift Vishnu, and then he asks, you're so very heavy today. And then Vishnu says, I am watching the Ananda Tandavam of Maheshwara in my heart. And then Adisesha says, is this fair on you? You know, is this fair on your part? I am your servant, and you alone are experiencing this Ananda, divine bliss, but you are not, you know, sharing this with me. So, and then go to Chidambaram, he will say to Adisesha, go to Chidambaram. And that is what Adisesha came as Patanjali and attained Mukti in Chidambaram. So here he says, Narayana, you know, Govindaraja meditates on Nataraja in Chidambaram. Every place we see, Kedareshwara was installed by Naranarayana. So every place Narayana is present as a Bhakta of Maheshwara. So do not injure me by causing evil thoughts to penetrate my heart. Evil thoughts should not appear in my heart. Only I should always think of you, O Maheshwara. Yamisham girisham tagaste biparshyastave shivam giritratam kurumahigam sih purusham jagat. Rudram says, Atmanam tvam atmano na vyabhodam vidvanevam gacchati brahma shukram astausham tvam tava sammanamichan vichinvanvai sadrisham devavarya sudurlaban dehi varan mameshtan abhishtutah pravikarshischa mayam. You are the soul, you know, you are the supreme soul. You cannot be known by anyone. You are incapable of being understood. Anadyantam adyam param tattvamartam. Who can understand Maheshwara apart from himself? Only Mahadeva can understand Mahadeva. Ishwara Gita second canto of Kurma Mahapurana, first chapter, clearly says that. Narayana says, you know, they request, all the rishis request Narayana, you know, we want to know who is the cause of the universe. We want to know, you know, why, about the repeated cycles of birth and death and how to get rid of that, O Narayana. And then Narayana meditates on Maheshwara. And then Maheshwara comes and then Janardana, that is Vishnu, says, rishis are asking about the supreme reality, O Maheshwara. They are asking about the cause of the entire universe and how to get liberated. You are the supreme reality only, and you only can explain about yourself. You only know yourself, O Maheshwara. So, please. And then Maheshwara gives Ishvara Gita. So, that's where. So, only Mahadeva can understand Mahadeva. Anadyantam Adyam Param Tattvam Artham. Brahma and Narayana, when they were fighting with each other in Ahankara, Mahadeva appeared as an Agnistamba. He appeared in the size of a span. Angushta Matraha Purushantaratma. He appeared in the size of a thumb initially, and then he grew in size. He is presented in the size of a thumb only in the heart. And then Brahma went in search of the beginning and Narayana went in search of the feet of Mahadeva. Both were not able to find. And then they realized that Maheshwara, the personality who is behind this Agnistamba alone, is the cause of all causes. He doesn't have a cause. He is the ultimate cause. Maheshwara is the ultimate cause. So he can only, he can understand. If you want to understand Mahadeva, you have to, you know, beg from Mahadeva. Because only Mahadeva can give you that true knowledge. He will direct you to a Shivagana or a Shaiva Acharya. So here, and then he says, people who know you as the ultimate, you know, Yonim, you are the ultimate cause. They, you know, they attain you and they don't take any more births. Told by Narayana himself. And then this is your real nature. And you are incapable of being understood even by the devatas. Keeping this point, Panchabrahma Upanishad says, Adavante cha madhye cha bhasase nanya hetuna mayaya mohitaha shambhor mahadevam jagadgurum na jananti suraha sarve sarva karana karanam. Sura, the devas cannot understand the cause of all causes, Maheshwara. They are in their maya. They are in the maya of Shambhu. They cannot understand Maheshwara. That's what Narayana says here. And then, oh, grant me the boons that I desire, O Maheshwara. And do not hide yourself in illusion. It's very difficult, right? Mayam, it's very, you know, it's very rare to know about Maheshwara and engage in Shiva Bhakti. So we are all fortunate. If a person is engaging in Shiva Bhakti, he or she is very, very fortunate, actually. Sometimes they don't get access. Some of the people, they don't get access to engage in Shiva Bhakti. And that's why Narayana says, do not hide yourself in illusion, O Mahadeva. Mayam. Mayam tu prakritam vidya, mayinam tu maheshwaram. Thirobhavam, Mahadeva das thirobhavam. Maheshwara knows whether the Jivatma is capable of understanding him or not. So if the Jivatma is not capable of understanding him, he hides himself to that Jiva. And then the Jivatma takes repeated births and deaths. In course of time, it understands Maheshwara.